Blog Talk Radio.
To the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And I have some gifts for you in case you aren't on my mailing list at KarenCan.com. We have the very, very popular clearing and protection spray video that you can charge your water and then create a wonderful energy clearing and protection spray for yourself personally, as well as in any room you wish to spray. And I have 6 of my Fast Track Your Healing webinar classes absolutely free for you as my gift to you as well. And some of the interviews I've recently done that's been very popular, we've actually downloaded those as well, so you can actually check it out and listen to some of those interviews for free as my gift to you. So today we have a very special day because I love when we get to do live healings on the show. We had that the other week with Dr. Brad. We had some amazing, neat things that we learned about different people and their blocks to abundance. And today our topic is about empaths. So empaths, those of us like me that tend to feel very sensitively other people's stuff sometimes. In my case, I am linked with Mother Earth on a soul level, so sometimes I feel her stuff a lot in my body, and sometimes it can be really, really challenging. So I brought to you today the wonderful healer and friend of mine, Lottie Cooper, and she is going to give us some wonderful healing activations and some understanding about how to thrive and not just barely survive if you're a sensitive or an empath like I am. And so we're going to be doing a group activation a little later, and then Lottie is going to take some one-on-one calls. We're going to do some mini healings for people so they can get a taste of some of the work that she does. Now, I really love Lottie's work because she, like me, we're kind of like kindred souls in a way. We both really love to learn. We just love. We just never stop learning. And we always are bettering ourselves. And Lottie, goodness knows how many different healing modalities she has learned since birth. It's like a mile long, all these different things. And she's a master at theta healing. And she's able to, you know, shift trauma very, very quickly with lightning speed for people and have them make these shifts. And so she is also very generously going to give our listeners a really great deal on some of her private sessions. So as those of you that have been following me know, I am totally booked lately, so I really want to give other people, you know, other options too in terms of some of the trusted healers that I use and I trust, so you can get whatever you need. And if what you hear today really resonates with you, I really hope that you seek Lottie out. And even if you just get some of her freebies on her wonderful website, inspirationalcounseling.com, so inspirationalcounseling.com. So if you are interested in getting a mini healing from Lottie today, now we're not going to be heal your whole life story, but we are going to be able to tune in to some really, really specific things for you and whatever you're going through right now. So they're going to be short mini healings. What you need to do is you need to either call in 818-514-1190 and hit the 1 button on your keypad so we know your hand is up. So again, 818-514-1190, and then hit 1. And then what I want you to do, if you're not on the phone, is I'm going to be opening up the chat so you can actually go. And if you aren't, you know, if you're long distance and you're looking to, you know, write your story, a little bit story for us, for Lottie to do the healing, you can also write it in the chat. So I am, let's see, I'm going to click the button here to launch the chat. Hopefully we can get the technology to work today on the chat. And that's how we're going to do it. So we're going to do a little bit of knowledge-based stuff at the beginning. We're going to do a group healing, and then we're going to go to mini healings pretty soon. So welcome, Lottie Cooper. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Dr. Karen Cam Show.
Thank you, Dr. Karen. I love you so much, and thank you for letting me share my gifts with the community, and thank you for healing and helping the planet heal as much as you do. It's amazing. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanks, Lottie. You know, I can tell Lottie whatever, and she doesn't blink an eye. Like, yeah, okay. You know, like I love that. I love that. Yeah, you know, maybe you can start, Lottie, with just, you know, and maybe, you know, you've had some experience with working with empathic people. Just curious if you struggle it with yourself, and maybe you can give people that aren't empaths or don't really know if they're empaths some ideas as if maybe they are. Like, how would they know, and what trouble could they potentially get into as an empath?
Yeah, well, the gift of being an empath is you feel everything. And if there's something unspoken that has any tension or pain in the room, it'll enter the empath's body, and then it's the empath thinks its job to deal with it. Now, if we were in a tribe, it's perfect because the empath would speak up like, hey, I walked in a room and I'm feeling pain in my kidneys right now. Does this relate to anybody? And someone across the room is like, yeah, I don't really want to be here right now. And this is going on in my body. It's like they're picking up on the unspoken, repressed stuff in other people's bodies. So if we were an honest community, it could really serve the community for like almost like instantaneous healing and deepening and authentic beingness.
Do you think that in some of the older tribes where there was a revered shaman, that oftentimes the shaman was an empath?
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm in something called, I was joining a heart circle group, and when we just, people want undivided attention, and so when we gave the attention to the group or whoever needed the attention, you just gave them unconditional love in that moment, and then a lot of people's bodies settled, and then the empath who might have come in and feeling all these different discordant things going on, their body would settle too, because whoever was in need of that attention being attended to happened. And so as empaths, it is our gift actually to heal the world because we are the sensitives. So if you're an empath, you're a light worker, whether you know it or not.
So some people say they didn't sign up for it, but maybe they did on a soul level. What do you think?
Your soul did. So here's some distinctions about the soul. The soul's natural place is joy and peacefulness. Now, when the soul enters a body, right, you have to shrink yourself down, and then you have to interact with this body. This body has DNA, right? So then you have all of this ancestral DNA. Then you get programmed in the womb. Then you get programmed by the culture around you, and then you're having to interact. And if there's parts of you that are sensitive and there's conflicting energetics from those things, you are going to feel it. So one of the things that I really appreciate about Theta Healing is that you recognize, hey, 95% of what we learned is on the subconscious. And what you do is we repattern those beliefs, make them conscious so you can create new programs in the body so it makes it easier for you to be on the planet. So as an empath, I was an empath growing up. I wanted to put my hands in everybody I met to automatically help them heal. That was not very welcomed. I walk in and I feel the fluorescent lights. And so when I've worked with people who are sensitive, star seeds or empaths, it's like you learn a set of tools to ground, clear other people's energy, be impervious to negativity. So you learn what your thoughts are and other people's thoughts. Well, I'll do a download on this in a minute for everybody so you can get a sense of recognizing what's yours and what's not yours. So then when you're in a room, you know what's going on with who, and because of that, your wisdom can be utilized, and that's the gift.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, I did have a question. You mentioned something about grounding just a minute ago. When I was working with our mutual friend, Verena DeCure, she basically said to me, I know who you are, and so I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to pull your grounding cord from Mother Earth, and I just kind of went, what? Because all this time I've been trying to ground, you know, to Mother Earth. She goes, nope, I'm going to pull your cord from grounding to Mother Earth, and we're going to ground you to your own blueprint. And it just clicked to me like, oh, my gosh, I'd never heard of that before. She goes, I know, I know. I haven't been able to bring this stuff to the world till recently. It wasn't allowed by the masters to bring it to the world. But, yes, you need to ground to your own blueprint. So that was just totally, like, wild information for me, like not grounding to Mother Earth seriously, and she's my soul destiny partner, but grounding to my own blueprint. So just curious if you had any thoughts on that or, you know, how does that work?
Oh, Verena's work is great. So she's very particular. She grounds you into your own genius code, but she's the only one that understands the depths of certain frequencies she's doing. So that's her work, and it's useful work. I'm working with that. But I can't ground you into your blueprint through the blueprint how she does it. What I would say to that is you can ground, just ask. What I have looked at for myself is, what is my spiritually evolved blueprint? Yes, I connect into that. And I have a grounding cord. I don't think they're mutually exclusive, because when I create a grounding cord, it's not to just distantly ground to the earth and to the sky, which it is. We're commanding it through unconditional love that other people's energy get transmuted through that cord and then recycled where it needs to go through source, right? And earth is part of source. So they're not, they're different processes, actually. They're not at the, they're just different. So both are true. It's not one or the other.
Great.
Does that
make
sense?
Fantastic. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, cool. So, and empaths, you know, why is it that some people, well, many of us, when we describe empaths, we talk about empaths being able to feel other people's pain. But if we're empathic, can we feel other people's joy too? Like, why does it always seem to be the negative stuff that people focus on?
Yes. So the reason the body's attuned to negativity is our survival. So it keeps us from running out in the middle of the street. So like Eckhart Tolle talks about, we're attuned to other people's pain bodies, right?
Hmm.
And so if we can know what their pain is, then we're safer.
Ah, I see. That
it's a very So then we need a repattern to say, hey, I want to tune into people's joy and love. And so with the group that I do with my clients, that's what we learn to do. We make a choice of releasing pain. And to do that, the work that I do with the people, like one woman was struggling and she had a lot of disappointment inside. And outside she looked successful. Inside she was always feeling disappointed. Nobody met up to her standards. She was sensitive about everything, and I've worked with her for months, and we've cleared out her feelings of rejection, feelings of resentment towards the world because being misunderstood, feelings towards her family and parents that just didn't get her and wanted different things. And you have to like heal and really look at, what's my hate, what's my resentment because I'm sensitive. And when you pull out those core beliefs, which we've done with her, now she's able to have a balanced work and home life. She has a lot more feeling of joy inside. She's not getting so jealous of other people, and she can meet people where they're at. And so the work that I do supports people in doing that. And it's like, what frequency is that person vibrating at? Can I connect with them without feeling that they don't understand me and feeling rejected because of it, but accept who they are? And then also ask creator and source, whatever word you want to put on it, to bring in people who are at my level of sensitivity so we can enjoy that language together, right? If you're wanting that more closer social network. So again, it's learning to create discernment and choices around it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that is fantastic. Lottie, what do you have for us for our live mini group healing today?
Okay, so I'm still going to have us working with the grounding cord because I think it helps, and we're going to go to the seventh plane through it. So create a grounding cord of light and just command this light. If you're driving, please do not do this while you're driving, so re-listen to the replay. I just want everyone to be safe. So visualize a grounding cord. It's made of unconditional love to a place in the planet that resonates with frequencies for you. Set that intention. Frequencies for you as an empath that really supports you in your gifts. Now we're going to allow those frequencies to come up through the body, balancing all your chakras as we go up to above your head into a ball of light above your head. Now we're going to go out through the light lights and then the dark lights and the light lights through a layer of jelly-like substance. This is the laws. We're going to swim through the law of compassion, the pink jelly-like energy, and allow this pink energy to fill every cell of your body, giving you compassion for who you are, what you are. Compassion for your gifts and living with the challenge of being an empath and the joy of being an empath. Feeling that compassion in every cell of your body. Beautiful. Now we're going to go up to the seventh plane of unconditional love. The whitest, brightest light you've ever seen, deeper, deeper, and deeper. Beautiful. And from this, we're going to do some feeling downloads into your subconscious mind, reprogramming that 95%. So the first download is, Creator of all it is, commanded to teach everybody on the call and listening what it feels like to unconditionally love themselves and the joy of loving themselves and that it's possible. And just say yes in your mind. If you say yes, it gets downloaded in. What it feels like to recognize Creator's definition, understanding, and perspective of being an empath, and yours is the same. That you have Creator's understanding of the gift of being empathic and having empathy, and how to use it in your highest and best way for you in your daily life. That it's safe for you to be empathic. You understand how to be empathic. You're worthy of your empathy and the virtue of empathy. How that supports you in your life purpose. Through empathy, you learn the virtues of kindness and compassion. So we're going to teach you those now in every cell of your body of Creator's definition, understanding of kindness and compassion, especially towards yourself, and that you're worthy of that and that that's possible. From this place of listening, we're going to teach you can be impervious, actually, to other people's negativity, that it goes through you instead of sticks to you, that that's possible, that you know the difference between your thoughts and other people's thoughts. We're teaching you that now in every cell of your body on all four levels, a genetic level, a soul level, a core level, and a history level. Any karma, trauma, drama, and abuse you have from being confused of what your thoughts, feelings, emotions are and what someone else's are, we're going to pull that trauma out of your body now. Take a deep breath. Releasing all trauma you're willing and ready to let go of out of your body and replacing it with unconditional love and compassion for yourself. Good. We're going to teach you now what it feels like to have healthy boundaries, healthy psychic boundaries, the emotional boundaries, healthy physical boundaries, healthy financial boundaries, healthy sexual boundaries, and that you recognize those boundaries in others and in yourself. That you recognize when you are jumping in someone else's body because you're curious and you're feeling everything and then you're coming back to you. That you recognize that if someone is in pain and it comes into your body and you're trying to transmute it to light, you can say, hey, I'm noticing their pain. You could just connect them to source. If it still feels like it's in your body, that means it's vibrating something in you where your ancestry, your genetics have a similar pain as that person. So then you can command Creator of all is, pull the trauma from this pain out of my body. Show me. It is done. Release that out now. Good. What's left? What belief here? Oh, there's a belief. I am not enough. I am not enough. Where did I learn that? Oh, my mom told me these things. These kids told me these things. I made up in my head. I'm not enough. Now that's living you, and your whole body is gathering evidence that you're not enough. So Creator of all it is, pull the belief that I'm not enough or I'm enough. No, on a core level, a genetic level, a soul level, resolve that on a history level, and teach me what it feels like that I'm enough as I am. Yes, I'm allowed to shine brightly my authentic self without fear of being killed this lifetime. Yes, and it's safe. Yes, show me, Creator. Huh, is this energy mine? Okay, I'm going to turn my body gold. I've turned it gold. I feel it's gold. Oh, wow, there's all this stuff in my body that's not the color gold. That means all that stuff that is not gold is not yours. So Creator of all this, command to pull out of my body all these things that are not mine. Show me it is done, it is done, it is done. Return to where they belong. Creator, handle that for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is done. This is what we do in the seventh plane. Everyone has access to the seventh plane. It is you. It's who you are. It's your divinity. It's coming from that place of source. Take a deep breath. Let's teach you the difference between your feelings and other people's feelings. Yes. Your emotions and other people's emotions. Yes. Your thoughts and other people's thoughts. Yes. Your knowing and the Creator's knowing. Yes. Your higher self compared to the Creator. Yes. So you know who and what you are being with and talking to or feeling. Now we're going to do another impervious download, or it's actually an energetic. It's called, so Creator of all that is, if I take on anyone's sickness, beliefs, pain, or negativity, it is automatically converted and sent to God's light now. Show me it is done, it is done, it is done. You're putting that pattern in your body right now. If you say yes, I'm going to say it again. Creator of all that is, if I take on anyone's sickness, beliefs, commanded that is automatically converted and sent to God, Creator's light, whatever that word is for you. Creator, show me. Source, show me. It is done, it is done, it is done. I'm going to do it one more time. Again, we're doing this on all four levels of your being. If I take on anyone's sickness, beliefs, pain or negativities, it is commanded that it automatically gets converted and sent to God's light now. Show me it is done, it is done, it is done. So now let's teach you what it feels like also to be impervious to negativity and doubt and worry. Yes. Creator, show me it is done. So these downloads are now in your field, entering your being. If you have habits counter these thoughts, these new programs, you might work against them, but they're available for you to access any and all times. Now, if for some reason one of these programs didn't enter into your being, that means you have a stronger program that you are loyal to. You might be loyal to a parent or a religion or an organization that has a stronger belief that you think is for your survival. So in an individual session with me, what we would do is we would dig on that, find out what that is, uproot it, and give you a new program in your brain so it's easier for you and you can assimilate what we just did today. So everyone take a deep breath, wiggle their toes. There's one more piece we're going to do in this group healing. Creator of all that is commanded all soul fragments and soul essence, all the empaths gave away, because they felt sorry for someone, were feeling for someone, and they gave them, hey, take part of me, I'll help you, which is what we do. We're commanding all those soul fragments and soul pieces now home, rinsed and cleansed in light of unconditional love and coming back to you now. Coming back to you now. Coming back to you now. There we go. Good. Receive that, more of you coming home. And all the stuff you've absorbed from other people, just send back to them, rinse and cleanse light, return back to them. Or you can send it back down the grounding cord or up out your crown. I'm giving you different ways of returning energy because there's not one right way. There's so many systems out there. Work, do whatever resonates for you. If what I do doesn't resonate for you, then don't do it. If someone else does something that resonates or doesn't resonate, honor your inner yes and your inner no. We all operate differently. These are our belief systems and these are our values. And they can change. You're allowed to change them. So let's just teach everyone on this call that you're allowed to change. You're allowed to shift from being attuned to people's pain body, pleasure body, that's what I need to say. And that you can enjoying sharing pleasure, joy, and that you recognize you have the discernment if you're tentacles or antenna need to be up because there's something harmful in the field, but you have the discernment of what to do with it. That's the gift of the empath. So let's teach you Creator's definition, understanding on perspective of discernment of your awareness, and you know how to act with right action from your intuitiveness, from your centeredness, from your inner integrity, and that'll make your life a lot easier. Okay, how was that?
Ooh, fantastic. Fantastic. There's so many things that you said. I was like, yep, yep, yep. I didn't say no to any of them. I just said yes to all of them. But I just, you know, along the same
thought lines that you and I kind of, it's really uncanny. Because sometimes when I've upgraded my, you know, my healing products, whatever, it's like a lot of things have come up around discernment. And recently, yeah. Just the last week, really, when I've tested myself, what's going on is that there's a lot of empathic connections with what's going on in mass consciousness and, you know, the presidential election and everything
like
that.
Okay. Can I interrupt?
Sure.
All right. I want to give a download because you just said something that I didn't say before. So let's ask Creator Valdez commanded to download that you know the difference between you and mass consciousness, the unconsciousness, mass collective consciousness, subconsciousness, and the mass collective consciousness in you. So let's just create some that you know the difference between the collective thoughts and your thoughts and the collective unconscious and your unconscious. Then you can recognize that it'll be much easier to be a choice, like, oh, yeah, I am healing mass consciousness now. Okay. And I don't have to heal it through my body unless you're choosing to. You can put it in front of you. Oh, I wanted to give you
really
this other tool.
Yeah,
I'm getting to do it again this time. The Kuan Yin tool, it was learned from Kuan Yin. You put the world, you visualize the world between your hands. And then you send love and light from your hands, from your own knowing, from your unconditional love, and ask Creator Valdez to send light to any of the places in the world that have pain and suffering now that are ready and willing to receive the light. That is part of my soul's agreement of why I'm here. And you send light and do whatever kind of healing work your intuition knows what to do there. And you set a time every day to do that as your service. And then say, this is when I'm in service this way. And then the rest of the time I'm getting to be in human form and be able to have my awareness to handle my human things too. So it's not pulling on me to do this. Give it a dedicated time for you that'll support you as an empath.
Yeah, that's really, really helpful. I'm not sure I have 100% able to handle that, but since you mentioned that last time on the show, I was like, yes, I really just want it like this from this time to this time. So definitely it's a lot better. I still have, you know, some things that just show up in the middle of my skating, which is so not cool. Like yesterday, I could not spin centered to save my life. I was like, okay, let's see. So I had to like stop, you know, release, process, heal,
okay.
Mass consciousness, whatever it was.
Okay, so
and
can
then
I
was okay.
Yeah. So, Karen, for you particularly, and I'm saying this for you and for women, right, it's like we have to make the world more important than our fun, right?
Oh,
there's
I
a
do
belief
not
there.
Want
can
to.
You can Yeah, can you feel that belief in you?
Well, there
you
must
muscle
be there because otherwise it wouldn't be there.
Yeah. Right. So let's just pull that belief out of you right now and everybody on the call that if you have a belief that, oh, I have to take care of everything else before I'm allowed to have my fun, like fun is low on the priority list. Like it's, you know, like we weren't allowed to miss dinner, right? We have to have dinner is more important than fun. Why? Who says?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mom says. So there's a lot of energy that we have to attend to certain things that seem like they're an emergency or seem like a priority to this other energetic. So let's just command that's pull that lie from that. And let's just teach you Creator's definition, understand the importance of having fun and having your gift flow, what brings you most joy. And you're allowed to bring whatever that is that brings you most joy to be the highest priority. The highest priority. Unless it's really like a life or death emergency, it's the highest priority. And that you really give yourself that, yeah?
Yes. And well, you know, it's funny because when I muscle test for it, I get a yes, it's a belief of Mother Earth. And I'm like, Mother Earth has such beliefs, it's really weird to me. Mass consciousness, definitely. Mm-hmm. So when I test myself as Karen Kahn, I get a no, which is really interesting. And when I test as Mother Earth, and because the last 3 days when I have tested my name, I have gone, and a lot of my students, same thing, they're proxying now for Mother Earth. So I'll say my name is Mother Earth. I'll get a strong
a yes, and I'll get my name is Karen Cannon, I get a no. I do a healing from Mother Earth, and all of a sudden I'm back to me, at least for the time being. So, but that is pretty rare that that happens now, and it's only, I guess, certain times that there's some sort of, you know, major, you know, shift in the world where that happens to me. But people think they're just going reverse polarity, but sometimes they're just, you know, proxying for mass consciousness or proxying for Mother Earth automatically.
Yeah. So let's just teach that we have more. Yes. And if that's what your soul has to do, then let's just give more acceptance for the personality around that. That if, hey, if I have to move, stop my fun to heal the world right now, let's just have acceptance on that. And creative all it is, give me more fun somewhere else. Like it's, I don't get lost fun because of it. Right. So it's like,
I like that.
You're going to get. Yeah. So we're going to receive it in another way at another time. And you might have all of a sudden a day off that was unexpected. Like, oh, wow, this was a gift from Mother Earth, from my choice as a soul to give to my whole being, including my personality, that I get a whole day of fun over here since I was here working. Right. So it's not a win-lose situation. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
I know everyone's going, yes, 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 yes. Oh, that's great. Well, Lottie, we have a huge number of folks with their hands up.
Okay.
So I know we're going to do speed mini healings, folks. And I don't know, Lottie, were you done with that group healing? That was wonderful.
Yeah,
before
that's
we
fine.
Move on.
And I might end up doing more group healings with the speed mini healings. And I'm going to say this now because I know some people get off. I am not the best techie person, so what I had to offer you, this Karen Khan's group, didn't work quite right on my website. So there's an old coupon code called Karen75. It still works for an individual session. Or you could get 50% off three sessions, 1 hour and 2 half-hours. And if it's not working on my website, try it out first. Just email me at support@inspirationalcounseling.com because I'm not going to get to work with everybody today, but I want everyone to know that that's available for you. So I just wanted to tell people that before we get started so you don't feel like, oh, I didn't get my healing. There's going to be that opportunity. And then Thursday night, if you have patience with my website and go to the shop, there's two pages. There's a group call Thursday night for more healings. I'm charging for that, but it's available. I want you to know. So you don't feel left out.
Yes, and these are
all
on the homepage, everyone. The inspirationalcounseling.com. If you scroll down, there's like three pretty pictures. There's one in the middle called Empathic, and you just click on the picture. And then there's a group coaching call, which is the little rose flower picture right after that. So if you click on the Empathic, and then you sign up for that, you know, your name and email address, then you should be brought to the shopping cart where you can put Empath50 as the code. So you basically get half price. Instead of $997, you're paying half of that for those three sessions with Lottie, which is a huge deal. Thank you so much, Lottie. and if you have problems, like Lottie said, you can go to support@inspirationalcounseling.com. So she tried to make it easy for us by putting it on the front page, but there are some, you know, a little bit of techie glitches here. So if you have any problems with that, you can just email support@inspirationalcounseling.com. Yeah, great. Yes, so we are just going to do mini healings today. So I'm going to ask everybody that I unmute, I'm going to say your, when I unmute you, you'll hear that on your end. And I'm going to just say what your area code is. So what I want you to do is just tell us your first name, and then tell us really briefly what you want Lottie to work on. And if Lottie gets tired or whatever, I can take over, but because there's a lot of people. But I want you to make sure you don't tell us your whole life story because we don't have time for that. So we get to do more healing on you if you just give us like one or two lines of what's going on. Lottie can just tap in, do a mini healing. That some of that energy will continue to heal you after the call. And then we have to get to the next person, so I'll be muting you back. So those are the ground rules. Let me get to my list here. This person's been waiting 46 minutes, so let's unmute this person first. Okay, area code 910. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Karen and Lottie. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's Pamela.
Hi, Pam. All right.
Hi.
Pamela, so what's up with you?
I was wondering if you would be able to look for me to see if I have a program that is preventing me from accepting the healings.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yeah, I got the first answer was yes. It's from your mother. So let me just pull the program. It's a kind. She's afraid something bad's going to happen to you if you accept the healings. So let's just pull this for you and everyone out there. If they're afraid to accept healings because maybe something's happened with a healing that went wrong, something bad's going to happen, we'll pull that fear and that terror around that. On a core genetic soul level, resolve that on a history level and teach you that what it feels like, that it's safe in every cell of your body to accept healings that come from unconditional love. Yes?
Yes.
You just say yes out loud and that's possible. Yes?
Yes.
And you're worthy of that, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and now let's teach you what that feels like in every cell of your body. And any other religious programming that says this is work of the devil, it's evil to receive or give healings, we're going to pull that program now. And teach you that it's safe to receive healings from unconditional love. There we go. Creator, show me. It is done. It is done. It is done. Good. Now, what are you noticing now?
I feel a lot of joy because it's, I've done a lot of energy work and I've just been stuck. So,
yeah,
I just feel really, really happy. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Oh, that's
There's a
wonderful.
Lot of beliefs I want people to know in the fourth and fifth plane. Like, to be close to God, I have to suffer, or this or that. There's a lot of them. So in my MP3s that are also there, I cleared some of them. But this is when individual sessions are good, because we have different lifetimes with different beliefs from different time periods that are in our subconscious that need to be pulled so we can have more freedom in this lifetime. And they serve that time period. They're not bad programs then. They're just not working now. So first of all, for all of you, like, oh, my God, I must have all these programs. Pull any judgment. This is a group healing. All judgments and criticisms you have towards yourself and your programs and what you've been given, let's just pull that now for everybody and teach you what it feels like to really accept what you've been given. Breathe into the acceptance. You're worthy of acceptance, worthy of allowing. Because when we allow one and we accept what's here, then we can change it. If you don't allow it or accept it and are resisting it, it persists. This is why Trump won, one of the reasons. We all gave him all the energy. The universe is like, okay, that's where
that's
the energy is going. That's what's going to get manifested. Yeah, that's what you want.
That's
okay.
Why I did the video last week telling everybody, well, it's whoever has the most energy wins. That's the law.
Yeah, so it's the same with ourselves. But that doesn't mean if you have, quote, negative feelings, or you judge them as negative, it's the judgment that's causing the harm. It's not the feeling. If you feel sad or angry, be with that feeling for 6 to 8 seconds with pure love. It moves. Pain moves in the body too. If you feel a pain and you send love to it, it needs your attention, attending to. So I'm going to do one more download before the next mini thing because I see it helping the whole group. Let's teach everybody on the call what it feels like in every cell of their body that it's safe to attend to yourself in the way that yourself needs attending to, and that you understand from Creator's perspective how to do that for yourself now. Show me. It is done. It is done. It is done. And that you understand how to do that in the highest and best way for you. Yeah. And that's possible.
Beautiful.
You're worthy of it. And the wisdom. Yeah. Okay, next person.
Okay, we're going to do one other phone, and then we're going to get to the chat. So we are unmuting a person with the area code starting with 305. Hello.
Hi, this is Maria. How are you?
Hi, Maria. Good, thank
you. How can I serve you, Maria?
Well, I want to attract romantic love, a long-lasting romantic love into my life.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think has stopped you from that?
I don't know. Maybe past life issues. I have no idea. But it's the only area of my life I have had a lot of difficulty with.
Okay. And are you meeting people
and going on dates? Are you choosing to put yourself out there?
I am meeting people, but I am not meeting anybody of compatibility.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, so I would love to, just so everyone knows, with romance, or sometimes there might be a small thing, but for you, I would need to do some deeper work with you, because a lot of times we mirror our parents' patterns or their unconscious fantasies or grandparents' patterns. And then if there's rejection, resentment, and regrets around that, and you're sensitive and you take those on, there's a lot of unwinding to do in relationship to then attract the person that you want. So this is not a simple quick fix at all. So you're not going crazy, just so you know. And you, there's a lot of energetics. There's a lot of energetics in you that are in conflict with you receiving the person that you want. Okay, and we can't do a quick fix on that, but let's just first teach you that you are, and everyone on the call, that you are worthy of being met. Yes? We're going to do an energetic download for this. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And teach you that it's possible to be met. Yes?
Yes.
And you understand how to be met in the highest and best way for you. This is going into your subconscious mind, so you at least have a new blueprint of what that feels like in every cell of your body. You're going to have someone, you're worthy of being adored, loved for who you are in your authentic expression, and that you meet someone who you also adore in their authentic expression, and that that is possible, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Creator, show me. My Stress Buster MP3s will help a lot with this, because the part one, part two, and part three is clearing out bullying and getting in touch with your inner beauty and clearing out trauma, and I have a manifesting your mate when in there, and that's all stuff to clear out a lot of the stuff. So then when we, if you choose to do it that way and then have a personal session with me, you've cleared out a lot of the energetics already, and we can go deeper into finding out what you want and what's going to support you in receiving that, and then what regrets or resentments are in the unconscious to that are keeping you from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just
beautiful.
Fill you up with unconditional love now. Yeah, thank you for being honest and vulnerable, and that's, yeah. There we go. How's that feeling now?
Good.
Good. Yeah, excellent. So connect with me through my website, and we can talk more, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Lottie. Now, I've got on the chat here, I've got here Lynn, who would like a mini healing. She says that she was wondering whether these healings help her animals too, because her cat Toby is very empathic and takes on her stuff. So she wanted help for him as well.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And that's all she said. So.
Okay, let's see. Let me just ask Creator. First thing I see is just, let's just clear any defiant energies out of your field and out of your cat. And we're going to just replace that again with unconditional love and acceptance. All stored rage in the body that you're willing to release, just invite that into the light now. Then we're going to just pull all trauma and abuse you're ready to let go of and out of the cat as well. Again, replacing that with unconditional love. Oh, and let's teach you in every cell of your body what it feels like to be healthy in the resonance that's healthy and highest and best for you at this time, and the evolving you, the creative you, the authentic you, that's possible to be healthy now. And you know how to be healthy, and you choose to be healthy in the highest and best way. And any sickness, energetics, or negativity you took on from other people because you were being nice and you wanted them to feel better, let's just command those rinse and cleanse might return back to where they belong. Okay. Oh, and this is a tool I wanted to give everybody that I forgot to earlier. So your aura just connected around you again to the grounding cord. Make it about 6 to 8 feet and put a rose on the edge. This is just a psychic tool. And the rose can be a translator rose. It translates energy so you can understand them. And then if you have thorns on it, it pricks negativity. And then that negativity gets absorbed into the rose instead of enters your body. Again, we did negativity it goes straight to the light, and then here's another way it goes through a rose. So again, there's lots of tools out there. Choose what works for you. Okay, and what else? Oh, at night, just ask your cat what he wants or she wants. Just ask what it wants to learn and what you want to share with it. And just see what you get. Just ask and go into a place of stillness. And just send it love. And that it's allowed to take a break, too, from healing you. But it probably will say, I want to do it anyway, and that's its free will. So you just got to accept that. All right. Next, I'm ready for the next one.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, so let's check here. Okay, so Christy says that her sensory and nervous system is incredibly reactive and sensitive. And she feels like there's a twisting around her right kidney and surrounding areas. It feels energy pulling it, and emotions are getting stuck. So she's kind of had a long history of a very sensitive nervous system.
Okay, so let's have Creator download a new nervous system that serves her in present time. Creator, show me an instant healing on her nervous system. And let's teach her what it feels like that she's safe without having to be hypervigilant. That was then and this is now. Let's pull all abuse and trauma she's ready to let go of out of her nervous system. Let's teach her nervous system that it's safe to relax and what that feels like. Kidneys are connected to fear, so let's teach her how to pull all the fear out of her system she's ready to let go of and teach her what it feels like, and everybody on the call, what it feels like to live without fear. And to do that, we need to teach you what it feels like to be brave. So let's give you Creator's definition, understanding, perspective of bravery, and yours is the same. And it's safe for you to be brave. You're worthy of being brave, and you choose to and allow yourself to be brave.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's teaching you to live without fear. Yeah, there we go. Take a deep breath. Feel your body. Oh, another playful way to do this is just command Creator to say, hey, show me a healthy ancestor or a past life where there's bravery, and bring that frequency forward into this lifetime. So it's another way we could do that. So we can do that now too. Everybody on the call, just explore that with yourself. Choose a healthy ancestor, has bravery. Command that knowing and knowledge come forward into this lifetime now for you. In your DNA, we're just activating that in your DNA right now. Oh, that feels good. I'm so excited for this.
Okay, we're going to ask Christy to see how she feels. She can write that on there. And let's get to our next person. Okay, so we're going to go back to the phone lines. Area code starting with 917. Let's see, we'll unmute you.
Yes,
hello.
Hi, this is Kate, and I would love help with, I was told I had like a shield around my heart that kind of protects it, and it's blocking intuition and guidance and things like that, or just with stress. I just am feeling a lot of stress in my life, so anything like that, I would love help.
Okay, so let's just pull any curses, blessings. They sometimes act the same thing. If people want the best for you, they'll bless you. So cursings and blessings kind of act the same way to create protection. So
really?
Let's just pull the protection. Oh, yeah. If you say this, for example, like it's almost like when you were, if you were dying in the last life and say, oh, I never want to feel pain from that type of situation again. So I bless you to never feel that type of pain again. You might never be able to find a relationship because you didn't want that relationship pain. You said you would never feel that again. And, you know, relationships sometimes have pain in them. So that's why we need to pull blessings as well as curses that might create limitation in our free will and choice. Does that make sense? Unless it's just a blessing of pure unconditional love. Yeah, I know, it's kind of interesting. So we're going to pull blessing and curse off of your heart that's keeping you protected to feel from pain in that particular way. So let's just do that now. Creator, show me. Wow, there's a lot of energy on this one. Just going to witness. Whew. And we're going to give you creator's definition, understanding, and perspective of safety. And yours is the same. And that you recognize that your soul is eternal and the human body is what has a limited amount of time. So you are capable of experiencing and having the capacity to have all the feelings that the human body and emotions goes through, and that it's safe for you and you're worthy of it and understand how to in the highest and best way for you. And there's a joy and peacefulness in having the full human experience. And this is for everybody on the call for this download.
And that can help me hear more divine guidance and things like intuition and...
Yeah, so we're going to just also teach you that it's safe for you to hear your intuition. You're allowed to have your divine guidance. It's possible to have your divine guidance, and you recognize your divine guidance now.
And that's separate from my mind, because I think my mind tries to protect my heart, you know, by...
Yeah, so now let's teach you that your mind is your obedient servant. Your mind is there for your survival, whatever society, your mom, parents... tells you survival is. If survival is you're never supposed to go out at night, then your mind will say, hey, you're going out at night. Red light, red light, red light. And then you teach your mind, hey, mind, it's safe to go out at night. Yes, as a child at age 4, it wasn't, but it is now. So it's like, let's teach you that your mind is your obedient servant. And now let's just bring in your higher self, recognizing your higher self and your higher wisdom, and you allow that to be in the driver's seat, and that's possible. Yes?
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Fantastic.
And again, I want to just say with all of these healings, these healings I'm noticing are going in, so they are working. Now, if you still have, so look for evidence of them working. This is creating new muscles for you guys. And then if there are things that come up that are contradicting the work we did today, that just means there's more work to do. It didn't mean it didn't work. It just means there's more layers, there's more levels, there's more information that needs to be revealed. Okay? So just stay in an open mind and an open heart around what you're receiving today, and also in anything in your life. Our mind could look for negative evidence or positive evidence. Oh, I need to do a mass clearing real quick, Karen. Everybody who's gotten caught up in the politics of fear, consciousness, and terror that focuses on negativity, let's just pull out of everybody's system right now and teach you to focus on love and gratitude and what's working well. And remember, when things break down, there's a breakthrough and a recalibration at a higher level. And sometimes that has to happen. And so recognizing if that's the process you're in right now, it's temporary, you'll get through it, and focus on what is working, and then expand upon what's working for you. It's not to ignore what's not working, it's just focusing on the solution instead of drowning in the politics. Okay? Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great. I actually muted her already, sorry, because I thought we were moving on. But I just wanted to feedback with everybody, the folks on the chat, thank you so much for feeding back. Lynn said she's been feeling energy since we started talking, and she feels better. She says her cat just came out of the living room to say hi, so she feels that he thinks so at least too. Yep. Christy said she'll keep us updated on her progress. She said she had a pain run through the right side of her head with the healing, and now it's better, so she can tell things are shifting. And Nadine, who joined us a little later on the call, said, wow, I'm feeling so much energy moving with this call. Tears keep coming to the surface and evaporating. I'm in such awe of such amazing healing abilities in both Lottie and Dr. Can. So that is fantastic. Mm. Great. So the next one we have here, we're back on the chat here, is Sarah wants to know about her atrial fibrillation of her heart. Now, the one you just did might have shifted her heart stuff, but I'm going to just share with her that's what she had requested, healing for her heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll just ask Creator while it is to give you an instant healing for your heart and however it needs to show up for you on your path. Show me it is done, it is done, it is done. All right. There's a block around instant healing for you, and it has a lot to do with despair. So let's just pull all the despair out of you that you're ready to let go of and heal the despair. And this is for everyone on their call through the ancestral line, and I'm seeing it in the land. There's just all this despair. So we're just going to have God pull the trauma and the abuse and the shock and all this despair energy, and we're going to replace it with unconditional love now. That you're worthy, know how to receive unconditional love, and that love can heal all. Love is more powerful than all wounding from the creator of all it is. And that you're worthy, understand how to, and deserve to receive spontaneous healing, instant healing. Now, show me, creator, it is done, it is done, it is done. Okay, I'm noticing shifting, and if you need more, please contact me. It's support@inspirationalcounseling.com or go to the website, and my phone number is there too, inspirationalcounseling.com.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
huge amount of despair coming out, yeah. So that's going to continue, and just so you know, healing can be, in. Sometimes it takes a night for it to digest, sometimes it's 3 days to go from the etheric into the physical, and these are permanent healings, meaning that these downloads are going into your subconscious. They're there forever unless you command or choose to change them. They're there for you, available. Okay, so we are literally repatterning your brain, your nervous system. You know, you're constantly growing and in change. So when you accept something into yourself, it's a real shift in physical form. Okay, ready for the next one?
Okay, so since we have a lot of folks on the call, I'm asking sort of to give me as far as what is of the greatest benefit for the highest and greatest good. So now I'm kind of going randomly here between two and just asking source who's next. So it might not be in the order that is on the page. But just bear with me, everyone, because even if you don't get picked, it doesn't mean you're not getting healing. It means that we're getting whatever is the highest good for everyone on the call, including you. So the next person we have here, who actually showed up a little later, but I'm getting a guess that it's for the highest good here, is from Amy. She says, I would love mini healing on whatever's causing me to feel so disoriented, overwhelmed, and tired, more than with the normal election stuff, she says.
Yeah. Okay. What I'm getting, let's just do a healing on her pancreas thing. So we're just going to clear all fear, trauma, unworthiness issues out of her pancreas and everybody else's pancreas. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. And now let's just teach you that it's safe for you to get upgraded in the new frequencies swiftly, easily, and gently in the highest and best way for your abilities on the planet now. And let's pull all the fear out of disorientation as you get upgraded, which is a natural part of the process. Just so you know that, that'll calm the mind down. And now let's just activate your parasympathetic nervous system into rest and digest so you can digest the energies with ease and joy. And for everybody on the call, I'm getting to do a hormonal balance. So let's put all your hormones in balance just in the right way for you, balancing all your hormones. And left. Right brain integration, and masculine and feminine energies balancing as well. Take a deep breath. Oh, that was a big one. Thank you.
Oh, that is big. Oh, my goodness. Okay, everybody, make sure you're not sleeping at the wheel. Remember, you know, don't operate heavy machinery here while you're listening to this. Okay, yeah. So, Amy, you'll have to let us know whether you feel a difference. And I'm now guided to somebody on that's called in. Let me just see which number is next for everyone's highest and greatest good. Is it on this one? This one, I'm getting a no. Okay, let's see. This one? Nope. Okay, let's go backwards. This one, this one, this one, this one. Okay, so area code 336. Hello.
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
So I had a couple of things going on, but the biggest thing for me right now is I get the sense that through all the work I'm doing, I think there's like an energetic cord or something of that nature specifically to my mother or something with the family issues going on there. So I was hoping you could help me out with that.
Okay, first question, why are you attached to the cord? first thought, uncensored. This is going to help the group understand how cords work.
Why am I attached to the cord? To be a part of the family.
Right. So this is for a lot of people, and this is when you want to do longer-term work with me or Karen or somebody. We have a lot of loyalty patterns to belong, a lot of them. So the deepest transformation is when you work with a healer like me or Karen and someone, and you go deep into the programming, pull them out by the roots, and then you get to be yourself. That being said, the thing I can teach you now is let's teach you what it feels like that you're allowed to be yourself. You're allowed to move forward. You're allowed to receive love from your mother without having to mirror back her negativity and her unprocessed choices. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's just teach you what that feels like in every cell of your body. You're allowing yourself to receive her love. There we go. And now let's teach you that you belong without having to mirror back her and the rest of your family's unprocessed choices or patterns or have to look similar to them to feel included. That you're allowed to be your own unique sovereign being and still belong to the family and that that's possible, yes?
Yes.
Yeah. And that you understand how to in the highest and best way through the creator of all that is. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. Good. So that's the beginning of the process of doing that, but there are very specifics for you and everybody else on the call that when we do real transformation, we need to do our resentments. We need to look at our regrets. We need to understand the dynamics of what we grew up with and how we, as especially as empaths, we naturally want to mirror it back. We have mirror neurons. So to evolve into something else, we have to make conscious choices and choose to then shift our belief structures, and that's the work of everybody on the planet, and everybody has a different mental monkey maze to undo. Maybe. So,
great.
You know, and
yes,
to
yes,
create
yes,
something
yes.
new. So, yeah. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, thank you. I felt so much emotion just vibrating really intensely, and it's starting to come back down, so thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Then we have some feedback here from the chat. Amy says, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. I'm tingling all over. Sarah says, yes, she did feel the energy. Very nice. Yes, Lottie, I agree. It's in the land and ancestors that we've been trying to clear. Thank you for all your help. We'll let you know. So that is very cool. Now, we are past the top of the hour, folks, and I want to ask Lottie because, you know, this it does take, you know, definitely attention and energy to focus. So where are you at, Lottie, is how you feel? Do you feel comfortable with taking, you know, maybe three more people, or do you feel like, you know, you want to take a break? How do you want to handle it?
No, I'm happy to take more people. I want to explain what I've done on my website a little bit to help people out there.
Sure.
The first Stress Buster kits, 1, 2, and 3, are most of my MP3s, and they would serve everybody on the call because it's reminding you to ground, it's reminding you to connect with Source, and it's taking some of that digging work that I said I would do in individual sessions. It's doing some of that for you. And it would help clear a lot of family stuff, trauma, teaching you to love your body more, be tender with yourself. So if you're getting stuff out of this, I recommend you getting the MP3s. Do it through the Stress Buster sale kits because they're less expensive and you get groups of them. And then I'm here just like Karen in service. So it's just like if you feel meant to work with me and my prices even feel too high, just email me at support and inspirational counseling. Like I'm really here to help as many people on the planet as possible from my heart, and that's why I'm here. So I just want everybody to know that. I'm going to take some more calls. So I want you to just feel that right now. I'm here in service to you. My whole purpose I'm on the planet is so I'm here for you. And yes, I'm still doing the human stuff too, but I'm really here for you. And a lot of people are here for each other. And so as we tune into that, this generosity that Karen has, Karen, you are such a generous, lovely person. It just makes you sing inside. And here's this community receiving your generosity, and I get to participate in this generosity. Like, that's what is uplifting the planet right now, is focusing on this generosity. And so my website, even though it has glitches, is out of generosity. You know, and the packages I have are out of generosity. I don't like being on the computer. God was like, you need to get your stuff out there, be on the computer, be on the phone, you know, and it's just like, this wasn't my personality's choice, yet I'm doing it because I want to be of service to more people.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, thank you. So you have a couple of different stress buster kits here. You've got a part one, a part two, and then you've got this bundle, Stress Busters Kit Package 3. So can you just describe, like, how the differences are between them?
They kind of build on each other. The one is, they just basically build on each other, and they're all be useful. And it's a 30-day money-back guarantee, you guys. So if it doesn't work for you, I will refund you. It's a non-issue. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Oh, that sounds great. Okay, so let's take three more people. So let me connect up to Source and just check in. And remember, everyone, you know, in case you feel like, oh, I didn't get picked today, you still received a lot. I know my body, I can tell I received a lot today from Lottie. And we also have some of you, especially with abundance questions, we're doing an abundance show with Jenny Noh next Monday. So I definitely want you guys back for next Monday to put your hand up again. And so Jenny can do some clearings and healings for you. So let me check in and let's see. So who else would both most benefit, including those that are on the chat? So this okay. So 1, 2. Okay, so I got to find this number. 937.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Susan. Can you hear me?
Hi, Susan.
This is Susan.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Susan.
Yeah, hi there. 32 years ago, I had cervical cancer and went through traditional treatment of radiation and 2 radium implants. So no more cancer, but I have damage from the radiation. My GI digestion is affected, severe IBS, I'm losing weight. And it also affected nerves down my right leg, and I limp. So I don't know if there's anything that could be helpful with that.
Yeah, let's just first ask Creator to give you an instant healing on as much as you're ready to receive and pull all the radiation out of your body and all the damage and the fear around that and teach you what it feels like to rebuild new cells to support you in your movement forward.
Okay.
And then a lot of times people get cancer because there's resentment and rage and things towards the culture that might not even be yours but you're carrying in your system. For your family or for the culture. So that is, I would want to do a dig with you on that stuff because there are a lot of beliefs specific to cancer, which would take too much time for the call, but that could really help you through the theta healing modality.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So let's for now just teach your body that you're fully full of self-acceptance in the body. All the pain and trauma around us that you're ready to let go of, let's just release that now and fill you up with unconditional love, acceptance, and joy, that your body remembers what it feels like to feel joy in the body and that you're worthy of that, yes? Yeah, and allowing yourself to receive the tenderness of love now, and you're worthy of the tenderness of love. And that you recognize your own beauty. You've gone through this intense process and you still receive, understand, and feel your own beauty within you. And that you allow yourself to shine. It's safe for you to shine in your beauty. And all the rage and resentment towards the system for hurting your body, let's just pull as much of that out as you're ready to let go of all the resentment and teach you how to live without that resentment. And replacing it again with forgiveness. Forgiveness is for yourself. When we forgive another, is what it does is it actually shifts our frequency and allows us to have more freedom within ourselves. It's not accepting beliefs or behaviors that harmed us, but what it's doing is it's freeing us up from holding on to the resistance and the rigidity of holding on the resentment. There we go. Good. How's that feeling now?
Better. I'm definitely tingling.
Good. Yeah.
Neat. Thank you, Susan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Susan, let me know how that goes and if you want to work more. And everybody also on the line, even if you choose not to work with me further, I hope you do, but if you don't and you've had results, please send them to me at support@inspirationalcounseling.com or put them on my Facebook page, Lottie Cooper, or if you're part of Aram's community, put it on From Heartache to Joy. Just spread the word, because the more people hear about their healings, then it just brings more healing and miracles to the whole planet.
Perfect. Thank you for asking for that and remembering to do that. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's check in here. Who's next? This page. Okay. See on here. So bottom half, middle half. Oh, middle. Okay. Okay. So this one. Okay. This one. That for the highest good? Yes. Okay, so area code.
You're so cute.
Thank you. Starting, I know. I'm very deliberate. And by the way, Lottie, I just, had a flash of inspiration. Actually, I think it's been brewing, but I really think, I'm going to put you on the spot now, but I really think that it would be fabulous in your next package to offer with From Heartache to Joy that you do a specific package for empaths. I know it's very, very, honed in and very specific to that group, but we have a lot of empathetic people in From Heartache to Joy. There's so many of my students.
Yeah.
And it's like, I asked God, I said, well, it's not that I can't do one, but that's not what I'm real. I mean, it's just not one of the focuses.
That's not what you're designed for right now. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, there's so many other things I do well that I don't, this isn't one that I need to do basically, but I'm getting that this would be really awesome for you to do.
Okay.
So,
I hear you.
Putting
I was
it on
thinking
the wish
about
list.
That actually. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm taking it into every cell and we'll see what God does through me, but I'm definitely open to that. Definitely open to that.
Okay. Cool. So area code 610. Hello.
Hello, this is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Hello? Yes, hi. I wanted to see if I can get some kind of clearing of thought. I've been sensitive all my life, somewhat empathic. I got sick from mold and Lyme disease and became electrically sensitive, then chemically sensitive. And now I'm better, but I still have all these, I pick up all kind of energies, negative, positive, but I'm like compelled to do something with this to help people. And I have a lot of confusion around it and a lot of chaos in what to do or what I can do. But I just feel like I got all these sensitivities and sense people's emotions. And I just feel like I want to do something or should do something to help people with it. Is there any way you can give me some kind of clearing or thought?
Yeah. I'd want to work with you, just so you know, not just a quick mini thing for this, but what we can do right now is just give you creator's definition, understanding, perspective of living your life's purpose and working with your gifts moving forward for the benefit of yourself and others and what that feels like in your body. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and that's possible. You understand how to in the highest and best way for you and others. You allow yourself to receive your gifts and then move forward with your gifts in greater service with ease and joy and grace. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So,
there's a lot of folks that have suffered this kind of thing. I have many patients that with similar things. And there's usually, like Tony, like Lottie was saying, there's usually a lot of layers there. So definitely I would highly recommend you do some deeper work, which would be awesome. But that particular healing is very good.
Yeah, contact
Lottie on her page.
Okay.
That would be great. Awesome.
All right,
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting somebody on the chat. Here is our next person. And let me just, we have to scroll back up here. Okay, So, okay, the gal with, oh, where is it here? not that one. Bear with me here.
Okay, well, Karen, while you're looking for the person, I'm going to just send it, do a download for everybody of miracles, that you recognize miracles. You're worthy of miracles. You know how to share miracles, give miracles, allow for miracles, understand miracles, feel miracles, see miracles, taste miracles in every moment of your day. You're attuning every frequency in your body to miracle energy now. And that it's fun too, it's possible too. And this includes your finances, you guys, because I know we haven't next week's financial, but this is financial miracles. And finances and abundance are also a lot of times connected to your sexuality. So any sexual shame, we're just going to pull out of the field now that you're ready to let go of. Shame, guilt, embarrassment, confusion around your sexuality from the culture, from your parents, from yourself. Let's just pull that out now. And teach you creator's definition, understand perspective of your sexuality, sexual flow of energy, which is your life force energy, which you can tune in, attune to, channel as your creative energy, creative essence to do projects, to meet people, to do forms of goodness on the planet through your creativity, through love in the highest and best way for you, creating lots of miracles. Creator, show me, it is done, it is done, it is done. And it's safe to, you understand how to, it's possible, and you're worthy of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Great. This is like this is like, you know, this is like eight different healing sessions right here.
Yep,
okay, last
is.
Person we got.
Well, I mean,
yeah, on the chat here, Marley, I would like to heal my abusive relationship with my husband. I thought this would be a good one to do global healing on as well.
Yeah. Are you still in that relationship? Is she still in it?
Marley, I don't know. Yeah, so maybe we should give a little proviso here to
Yeah,
because
if you're in an abusive relationship, you need to get out of the abusive relationship is the first thing. Like if it's still actively abusive and if both people are wanting to do work and the person has anger or rage issues, find a mediator, a counselor to work with that person. So because no one should have to be at the end of abuse. Or if you're the one giving abuse because you're triggered so much by the person, then you need to do work on yourself on your own so then you can come back in a healthy and loving way. So it's just important for people to know that. None of us deserve to abuse each other, right? And sometimes we're so triggered. There's rage, love. Like when there's love in the room, it can open up all sorts of stuff that has been repressed that is ready to come out. And then you need the tools to handle that emotion. So let's just pull any rage, justified rage or others, that you don't take it out through violence. That it's just an energetic moves through the body and out. And when we have anger, that means we feel something's been violated on a boundary level. It could be has to do with a belief about respect or loyalty or whatever that is. So I'm just going to take and put unconditional love around your relationship and put you in a bubble and everybody out there. And let's just ground out all negative beliefs and things you're ready to let go of now, replacing with compassion. This human form and it has a lot of confusion around this. Let's pull as much confusion as we can and teach you creator's definition, understand perspective of compassion and teach you what it feels like to be centered. There we go. And teach you also what it feels like to accept others' beliefs and values, even if they're different than your own. You don't have to agree to disagree with respect. And that you're always, always, always are connected to source through unconditional love and that you're being nourished through that. So if someone's not around as much as you want, you're not taking that out on them and recognizing you have source. And that you're able to create agreements that are healthy for you and allowing yourself to be able to communicate with ease and have your voice and be heard and seen and known. Creator, show me. It is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know, I'm packing in as many healings I realize as I can on this call because everybody here that is on this call is needed on the planet right now. The planet is going through so much and there's a lot of fear being coming up to be released and then upgraded. So we need as many people choosing love instead of fear and having the tools to be in their hearts, be in love, and having healthy boundaries, healthy discernment, right action coming from the deep wisdom within, connecting to the wisdom of the planet, of source, and from your starseed. A lot of you here are starseeds. So all of the wisdom is coming together so we can work in cooperation instead of competition with each other. Collaboration, interdependency, and that's possible. Creator, show me. It is done. It is done. It is done. Without fear, without judgment, and without criticism. There we go. Thank you for letting me do this, Karen. It just comes through, as you know.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. Yeah, lots of thank yous, love yous in the chat.
Yeah.
I see miracles every day. Thank you. Yeah, so lots of thank yous. Oh, my gosh, this has been so great, Lottie. I know we still have another, like, 20 people with their hands up.
Okay.
Well,
you guys
I
that are
like...
there, I just want to invite you to come. I have a group call. It's on my website this Thursday night, 5 to 6:30. It's $67. It's very worth it, and you're all welcome and to come. And there will be a replay, but if you want more healings and want them now instead of later, they when you'll be able to get them from me anyway. So, wait. I said 5 to 6:30. That's Pacific time. So Karen's time, your time would be, what is that? So 8 to 9:30 Eastern time. Yeah, 8 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday night. Okay, so just go to my website, inspirationalcounseling.com, come to the group call. I'd love to have you. And then for individual work, go to my website for that. And if you want the coupon and it's not working, it's Empath50 on the empathic thing. And then email me, support@inspirationalcounseling.com. So
yeah, that's perfect.
I hope I didn't say that
someone
too fast
here was
for
like,
everybody.
Yes, I like the idea of doing an empath package. So at least you have one person who agrees with me here.
And for all those empaths, I will do an empath package, but literally the package I have now or those stress busters things, it's not saying it's for empaths. Those tools are going to help you empaths. All of the tools on my MP3s will help you. And then I will do more deeper dives on specific issues for empaths, but the tools that I have on the MP3s are available, the love activation, the stuff for trauma, and all of that is already going to really help empaths, that whole kit.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. So I want to thank everyone for calling in. And Lottie, you're just amazing, wonderful. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And everyone's saying thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you all. I'm sending
so
all of you a big kiss and hug across the universe.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. And remember, you know, this. You can always replay this if you'd like. You already have those downloads now, but it's always wonderful to sometimes re-listen to it and, bring to your conscious awareness, oh, my gosh, yes, I have this now. So cool. Thanks, Lottie. Thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, and hope we see you all next week for our call with Jenny Noh. Bye for now, everyone.